Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In this final lead-up to Election Day, both candidates for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts have stretched their reach by sending their spouses out on the campaign trail more frequently. Gail Huff, the wife of Republican Senator Scott Brown, and Bruce Mann, husband of Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren, are holding as many, if not more, daily public events than the candidates themselves. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov samples what the spouses bring to this close contest.
At a senior center in Dorchester, Gail Huff doesn't really need to introduce herself.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I remember you from
Channel 5. Yes, many years, many years.
And you were a little bit heavier, wasn't you?
No, I'm heavier now.
Huff was a TV reporter for some 17 years in Boston. She's clearly comfortable addressing a crowd.
I would just like to ask you today to consider my husband. I hope you will support Scott Brown.
Huff took a leave of absence from her part-time job at a Washington, D.C. TV station to stump for her husband full-time since July.
I've been going from 6 in the morning till 10 at night every single day, 7 days a week. My role in this is to get out and talk to people about what Scott stands for, and in some cases to set the record straight about what he doesn't stand for.
By contrast, Elizabeth Warren's husband, Bruce Mann, is not a recognizable celebrity. On this day, he's visiting a senior center in Cambridge. He wears round glasses and favors casual wool jackets, looking like he just stepped out of a library. Mann is a Harvard law professor, like Warren. His expertise is in 18th century bankruptcy. Mann is tall and thin and has to stoop close to each resident to be heard in his soft voice. He prefaces some introductions with, if I may.
If I may, I'm Bruce Mann. I'm Elizabeth Warren's husband. Yeah, she's running for Senate, and we both live here in Cambridge. I was born in Cambridge.
Mann didn't ever expect to be in the spotlight, he says. But since he's taken some time off his teaching schedule, he's crisscrossed the state, helping voters make a connection to Warren.
Voters actually seem to enjoy meeting someone who is very close to Elizabeth, who's known her for a very long time. And they recognize that she can't be everywhere. And at least meeting me and knowing and seeing me, it seems to give them a little bit of a connection to Elizabeth and help put a little bit of a clearer face on her.
Mann doesn't usually speak before crowds on specific issues. He leaves that up to his wife. In contrast, Gail Huff speaks about Brown's credentials, especially on women's issues. Tufts political science professor Jeff Berry says that's an asset for Brown.
For Senator Brown, he has a significant problem with the women's vote. The polls, including your own, show a real gender gap with women favoring Ms. Warren. So that explains it on his side.
On Warren's side, Berry says her husband plays a different role.
Elizabeth Warren has come across as a very strong individual woman, somebody a real fighter. And so I think bringing her husband out on the campaign trail is to soften the image a little bit.
The fact that both Bruce Mann and Gail Huff are pressing the flesh on the campaign trail underscores the intensity of this race, and they say they'll pick up the pace even more between now and Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.